Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio Studio, and I'm stood up doing this today because I thought I wanted to get a different feel to what I was doing. I didn't feel like I was giving quite the energy I wanted to you guys out there. But this is the C19 show, How We Deal With It, where I'm talking to people absolutely everywhere about how they are dealing with C19, how they are pivoting, let's say, because the Americans definitely say that, and any advice they've got or tips and ideas for you guys out there to get through this challenging period and to come out the other side positively. And I was talking about America, so I'm crossing over to Business Bros man himself, Hernan Sears. How you doing, Hernan?
Good morning. Well, it's morning for me anyways. Doing well. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good. I feel much better like this. We were just having a quick chat before I started recording. Mate, I feel good like this.
Yeah, fluid motion. That's what it's all about.
Oh, here we go. I felt like I had to raise my game up because you've been doing podcasting in a serious way in the business arena, and I love your energy as well for the last couple of years, right?
Oh, you know, it's amazing. Something I've always heard. You always hear like when you're on camera, it adds 10 pounds and that sort of stuff, right? That cliche. Well, you have to. Yeah, no, exactly. That's why I started working out a little harder. Yeah. No, but it also diminishes the energy that you have. So you have to be extra animated behind the camera.
Yeah.
For it to sound like you're normal. Like normally when you, whatever type of personality you have, it doesn't for whatever reason come off the same when you're behind camera or behind the microphone. You have to have that little extra spunk, that little extra energy.
Yeah.
And it comes with a little bit of practice, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. And I have to say, genuinely, that in America, you guys do it better. You just naturally have that sort of extra bit of pizzazz when you do podcasting, television, and things like that. I think it just sounds more energetic. And I've listened to a lot back. The English, I think, are viewed as being a little more staid. Would you say?
A little more laid back and relaxed, but by the same token, I mean we do all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean we're known for that Hollywood sparkle, I guess, and so we got a lot to live up to. And, you know, Hollywood's a small little city, but for some reason it has such a shining light. Like the rest of the country feels like we got to follow along.
absolutely. But I mean, you're California, so you're San Diego. You're based,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Okay. And talk to me a little bit about, you've got Business Bros, which is, you know, your podcast, which is a very successful podcast, but your background in business, just give us a little bit of a rundown of that so people know who you are.
Sure. I've had a multiple of different businesses for the last 17-ish years. I have a degree in accounting. I have a teacher credential in mathematics. I teach a high school course called financial algebra. So I teach 17-year-old kids how to bounce a checkbook, buy a car, buy a house, that sort of stuff, get themselves squared away so they can take on the future here, you know, as soon as they graduate. I have an insurance agency. I've held a real estate license. I've been doing flipping properties for a while. And you know, it's just at a young age, I got bit by that entrepreneurial bug. And I kind of knew after that, like there was two ways to play this game of money. One was where you get told what to do. The other one is where you take full control and go out and do it yourself.
Yeah.
That's been my MO ever since. Like I do have my daytime job, but my daytime job is teaching kids how to start that little side hustle, something on the side that gets them to the next level that they can take, you know, whatever they want to do, go on vacation or save for a rainy day, whatever it is, but there's some sort of financial goal that they can attain, not just having that 9-to-5. That's not your only option in life.
Sure. So side hustles then, as you would probably class it, would you?
Oh, absolutely. Side hustles. Yes, sir.
I love that. So listen, I mean, you know, you're used to delivering this sort of thing on social media and, you know, on your podcast platform. How is this affecting what you're doing on your other business? I mean, you know, insurance wise, I'm assuming there's definitely going to be a knock-on effect there. But talk me through how that's affected your business life, so to speak, so far.
Yeah. So about 2 years ago, before we started doing the podcast, I had like zero social media presence, nothing.
Really?
Like, I had a Facebook, but it was like one of those things where you kind of check it like email because that's where the family invited you to whatever event was happening.
Yeah.
So I had no social media presence other than I existed. I, owned my domain name because I was supposed to. Somebody told me to do that. So I had that. I had my Facebook pages. I had Snapchat, all this stuff. But I didn't use it.
Okay.
And then I started listening to this guy, you know, Gary Vee. I started listening to one of my real estate coaches because I was becoming certified to be a real estate coach. Okay. And they all kept saying the same thing. You need to start a podcast. You need to start a podcast.
Right.
So I did. I started it with the intention of finding clients to sell homes. Right. That was my intention.
Okay.
But I started interviewing people in the real estate space, and it was kind of difficult to sell a home to a realtor. It didn't quite pan out that way.
Yeah, I can argue. Yeah, of course. Like, of course. Yeah, it makes sense as you say it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I realized really quick that every person that I interviewed or every person that I reached out to interview said yes. And I don't know about you, if you've been in the sales game, prospecting is like the worst possible thing you can do on a daily basis. And yet it's the one thing you have to do every single day.
Absolutely.
And the main reason why it sucks is because everybody tells you no. You know, you have to pick up the phone, you go through so many no's, you go through gatekeepers, you go through all these different things, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Once I had a show, everyone I reached out to said yes. And that was a whole different dynamic for me because now anybody I wanted to network with was one little, hey, would you like to be on my podcast phone call away? And it was I got a yes. And so that opened the door to so many different things. So we shifted the focus from real estate. I mean, we still did interview people in real estate, but our attention, our grabbing attention was rather than trying to find a client, it was trying to find somebody that we wanted to prospect to be in business with. Uh-huh. And so we'd reach out to them, interview them, and they all had an insurable interest at some point.
Yeah.
So we started to feed the referral-based business into our insurance pipeline.
Right.
And that has been phenomenal ever since. Now, I don't care who it is. I've interviewed some major people in the game and I've interviewed small people in the game, but all of them have an insurable interest. And this is a relationship building platform.
Yeah.
Podcasting allows you to not only build a relationship with the person that you interview, but with their audience and then the people who actually like your show. And it's been an amazing ride. Now, right now, my biggest focus, and I launched my course last week, is to help people launch their own podcast, not to become the next Joe Rogan, but to take control of their own branding, their own marketing, so that, you know, right now we're in a time where everybody's cutting back in their business. They are losing clientele. They have overhead. And so one of the first things that people cut out is marketing. Because, I got to cut it. And that's fine. I understand that as a P&L point of view, you know, you have to cut some expenses.
Yeah.
But that's where your lead generation comes from. That's where your revenue comes from.
Yeah.
So you need to find a way to take control of it. And I think podcasting is one of those best ways. We're all at home right now.
Yeah.
We're stuck here, right? So what I've been doing was focusing my attention on creating more content. My brand has to excel at this point. I want you to see our logo and our content, you know, like 6 times on your social media feed every single day.
Yeah.
So that when you come out of this thing, when you go to do business with somebody, you're going to be like, who do I need? Who should I reach out to? And our logo is going to be the first one you see. Or when you see a Facebook ad, you're going to recognize that brand and you're going to want to move on to the next level.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, it's all about that saturation of your brand within your circle of influence.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the next Joe Rogan. You just have to be the thought leader in your small circle.
Yeah. So that's what you're concentrating on, just getting as much content out as possible while you've got the chance to do it right now.
100%. People are craving attention right now. And I mean, like interaction, like what we took for granted before, which was something as simple as going to the grocery store and, you know, bumping into somebody maybe and saying hello and shaking hands or giving a high five. It's all gone right now.
Sure.
So people are trying to find a connection in the best way possible. And you have the ability right now to put a show on for them. Like Netflix is running out of series.
Yes.
So why don't your reality show, post your stuff, talk about what you're doing, share with them how you're getting through your day. They need something to look at. And why not you?
Yeah.
Why not show them what you're doing? Why not show them what you're offering? Why not show them who you are, you know, professionally or even personally, so that when you come out of this, people know who you are. They're going to want to hook up with you and go to a party or to a networking event or do business with you because they've seen you during this time. Or you can shelter down and hide.
Yeah.
And watch Netflix by yourself and not do a thing. And you're going to come out of this thing worse off.
Well, yeah, definitely. I think, listen, there's a lot to be said from that. And I've been sort of prepping myself to do just that. And in fact, part of the standing up, I think, is me getting back to where I want to be rather than just having a chat with people. I think it was really important to reach out to people like yourself or do a post and sort of get that back, because I'm really interested in how other people are coping and dealing with stuff at the moment. But I didn't realize, I mean, you just naturally said, the network gets built and you build repertoire and you build relationships like this. And it wasn't until I've looked back at what I've done over the first 20 of these on the C19, this sort of podcast, that I've realized that I've started building quite an interesting network. So it's dawned on me, as opposed to that being the reason for me doing it. But I think you're right. I think if you understand that is the reason for doing it, get your message right, get it out there, and just get yourself heard. I suppose that's the best way of doing it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, think about all the, I mean, you said yourself, it's things that you don't realize that you get better at without even understanding, right? So, yeah. I mean, I could talk to people prior to the podcast, but now I have a great skill of listening. Like people say, oh, you talk all day on the podcast. Actually, I don't. Yeah. Most of the time what I do is listen. I become very good listener of what people are looking for, what they're trying to do. How do you think of the questions asked? Well, I'm listening to the person intently, right? With the intent of understanding where they're coming from, and questions will naturally arise, right? And so by the end of any episode, the client or the guest who's always on the show, they're like, man, that was awesome. Of course it was awesome. We talked about you the whole time.
Yeah,
right?
That's such a good point as well.
It's how it works, right? But this is the awesome part is, I get better at listening. That means when I go out to a networking event in person, guess what? People like to have conversations with me because I take the skills that I learned in the podcast studio and I apply them in real life. Yeah. I can become a much better public speaker. I'm comfortable with what my face looks like on camera. Yeah. I'm comfortable with what my voice sounds like in my ears. Yeah. You'd be surprised how many times people stop themselves from doing things because they don't like the way they look. They don't like the way they sound.
Of course. Definitely.
Takes that away. I will easily hop on a stage and have a conversation. I have talking points that I can go through now that I've developed over time because I've just developed who I am as an individual, who I am as a business owner, where I focus my attention on because of the conversations that I have on a regular basis. This is like sharpening a saw. Like it's just fine tuning everything that you're doing because you're doing it on a constant basis and you're improving in areas you never thought you needed improvement on.
Absolutely. I mean, did I think I'd be doing this 2 years ago? Absolutely not. And there's lots of people that are taking a podcast. And I think somebody told me that about 3 or 4 weeks ago, you couldn't get hold of mics or something on Amazon. They were like completely sold out because they were just and HD webcams because everybody was going, well, if we're going to be locked down, we may as well be able to communicate. Maybe that's the time to get the podcast off the ground, which they're are a lot of people doing that. And there's still a lot of room for some really good podcasters because dare I say it, and I'm not saying I'm the best by any stretch of the imagination, but there's some pretty poor ones out there as well. And they still get an audience. So, because they've probably got the right thing to say. And I think what you've said there is absolutely right. You got to get yourself out there. Learn as you go along, and I suppose the best thing is to do is you review it, you tweak it, you repeat it, and you just keep doing that until you start getting into your flow. I mean, when you first started out on your podcast and you did that, you said that wasn't the aim to do what you're doing now. This has just become a natural thing because of your entrepreneurial ability and your obviously your ability to listen as well. And that's just developed over time, or did you get your sweet spot a couple of years ago? When did that start getting to the point where you are business bros?
So I dragged my brother into this thing, right? I said, we're going to do this podcast. He looked at me like I was crazy. Then I threw him a curveball. I was like, we're going to do this every day, Monday through Friday, and we're going to do it for the next 3 years and see what happens. He thought I was nuts, right? Because he didn't really want to do it. And my thing has always been, I only have one real superpower, and that's when I commit to something, like I do it every single day. Like I'm committed to it, right? If I'm going to go to the gym, I go every single day. I wake up at 4:30 every day and I'm at the gym. And right now I can't obviously, but that, that's my commitment issue. Like I stick to it and I go for it. So we did this podcast thing, and the first like 80 episodes. I think my mom was the only person who listened to our show, right? It was not very good. We would sit down on Sundays and we would pick some topics and we would kind of outline our show notes as, you know, what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we would even go to people who already had podcasts and kind of listen to their show and then talk about their show and what we learned from them. You know, yeah. Like we had zero skill.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop us from getting better as we go. Now, like there's times where we'll have a guest scheduled and something will happen. They couldn't make it for whatever reason. And we're like, oh, well, let's do it. And we turn on the mics and we just go, you know, and we like, can do that now.
Yeah.
But we're 440 episodes in. So it's like, you know, you develop that skill over time. It's not something that just comes right off the cusp. There are, you know, there are over, what's my stat over here? There are over 31 million YouTube channels, over 500 million blogs,
right.
But there are less than a million podcasts.
And that's staggering, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Now, here's a crazier stat. 12% of those podcasts have only one episode, and half of them have less than 14 episodes.
No way.
The number one reason why they quit is because nobody's listening. Right? Really? Very few people listen. But they go into this concept of, I'm going to start this podcast and I'm going to make that one viral, you know, topic that's going to go and everybody's going to
hit it. Because happens in life so well. That always happens in life, doesn't it?
It always works, right?
Let's try something once and we're just going to absolutely nail it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So they put out a couple episodes and they look at their downloads and it's like, you know, 10, 20, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they get discouraged and they quit. Right. And that's the issue with a lot of different people and a lot of different things. Working out is the same type of way. I go to the gym for 2 weeks. I don't have a rip, you know, I don't have ripped abs. Forget it. I quit. Right. That's the mentality that happens to a lot of people. But if you just consistently go at it, you're going to get better and better and better.
Yeah.
We didn't start interviewing people till about episode like 90, something like that.
Right.
And then after that, once we realized how that worked, we had to fine tune that, because even then, okay, now I'm able to get a client on here that or a guest, you know, somebody to talk about their story. Uh-huh. Now I had to figure out how to ask questions, and then I had to figure out how to promote them properly. Like everything gets developed over time. And even right now, where we're to the, you know, episode 440, we still don't have it all figured out. Yeah. I'm still working on other things to make them better, but the stuff that I started off with is no longer a problem. I don't have an issue with what I look like or what I sound like or what I'm going to say or how I'm going to ask questions. Those skills have been developed. Now I'm working on a whole other game. Like, how am I going to teach others to do this? How do I create additional content? What's the best kind of content? You know, how do I create better thumbnails? Like all of these different things that are far beyond what other people are doing in the podcast space.
Yeah.
Because of practice.
Yeah.
Because of commitment.
Well, you and I are going to be having a chat off air, that's for sure. I mean, to be honest with you, you say that, and I mean, I wasn't expecting the conversation to go like this, and that's what I love about doing these. And I think I said before we started recording, I like it to be a free flowing chat, and everything that we're talking about is valuable to people that have only just started and people that have been doing podcasts for a while as well. I mean, we've only been doing it for, you know, the best part of sort of 5 or 6 months. We've had you know, maybe 1,100-1,200 people have listened to the things. Based on Anchor, God knows what those statistics, how correct they are. All I want to do is increase that. I'm not like going to give up on it. I just want to increase it. So we're going to think about that content. And that's what, you know, spurred me on to maybe doing the post about doing this and seeing if people would come on and have a chat about what they're going through and how they could advise people. And as Christ, there's loads of advice you've given so far on the podcasting side. So What is the key thing that you think for somebody to get their point across right now if they've just started out on podcasting, would you say?
So I'm first thing I always tell people is don't make your show like strictly about your profession, right? So because this takes work.
Yeah.
Putting on a podcast is much more than turning on the mic and having a conversation.
We both know that, yeah. For
right?
Sure.
But you don't know that when you're getting into it.
You don't. You think it's going to be... Yeah.
And I think that's one of the main reasons why people fall off of this whole podcasting space, because, you know, the recording is the fun part.
Yeah.
But then the post-production is a whole different ballgame and it does take work. So if you make it strictly, if you're a real estate agent and you make your podcast about, you know, we're going to do market updates every week, well, you're not going to want to do the work that goes along with the recording when life starts to get in the way, when you got to go to the gym or when you got to take the kids to school, or when you're tired at the end of your day. You're just not going to push that extra effort.
Yeah.
So I always advise people to combine the two things. passion, the thing that they're going to do, you know, on a Saturday morning when nobody's looking and you have a free time, whatever those things are, combine them with your passion and make a connection between those two. Because when the work gets tough, because you love to do that thing, you're going to push it forward.
Yeah.
And that if you can identify that, the commitment is the most difficult part of this whole gig. Yeah. You will get better at the talking. The show will get better. You'll have background. You'll develop logos. You do all the stuff that it takes to continue to grow.
Yeah.
But the hardest thing is to push through that extra 2-3 hours per episode to put out the content that you want people to listen to. If you don't do that, no one's going to listen because you're not going to put the content out.
They're not going to even know it's there, are they? That's it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So on a personal level, I mean, we've talked about podcasting. Well, on a personal level, how has this affected you so far? I mean, how the impact of COVID, Corona, C-19, whatever we want to call it right now, how's this impacted you personally? Forget about your business for the moment.
Yeah, so this is one of those things where you have people in this situation that are spiraling downward and are becoming, you know, stir crazy in their homes.
Yeah.
And then you have crazy maniacs like myself who were built for this, right? You know, prior to COVID and prior to the podcasting, I wasn't really big on going to networking events. I'm not really big on going to parties. I was always more known for being I don't mind throwing parties at my house.
Right.
But I just don't like really going out places.
Okay.
When this whole thing hit and I'm locked in my house.
Yeah.
My wife is like, you've been in your office all day and you've been talking to so many people. I've talked to more people now in this last 3 weeks,
than you did before.
than I did before, because now they're available in my space, right? Yeah. They've come to my domain. They're locked in their offices. They're able to hop on Zoom. Yeah. They are limited on their time schedules. They've come to me now in my space. So now that I have this arena where I can excel, I've been thriving. Like for me, personally, it's been a great spot. The only thing I wish is I could go to the gym. I had to change things around as far as physical is concerned.
Yeah.
But even that's kind of good because now my daughter runs with me. She's 11 years old and she's starting to, you know, running with me. It hurts her because she can't quite keep up to the same pace.
Of course.
She's getting stronger, but she's getting stronger for it. And you know, it works out. So, you know, it for me, it's always been a perspective thing, right? What situation are you in? There's always a scarcity and an abundance, or a negative and a positive outlook on things. Try as best you can, stay focused on the positive, because the negative, the situation is there. There's nothing you can do about the situation.
Absolutely nothing.
Other than how you look at it and what you do with it, right?
Definitely.
People are in dire situations right now. Some of them financially, some of them physically, and you know, where there's problems, there are solutions, and you're either helping people find those solutions and thriving off the opportunity, or you're sitting with them in the problem and you're adding fuel to that negative fire. So, you know, choose which outlet you're going to go on. And by the way, making no choice is a choice. Yeah, so, you know, you have to decide on how you're going to look at this as this, you know, I keep saying as this opportunity, right? And just continue to see it as an opportunity and still be sympathetic, empathetic with people who are going through some stuff, but this is still an opportunity especially when it comes to things like wealth. Wealth does not disappear. It just changes hands.
No.
So, you know, if the sky is falling, I keep saying, go out there with a bucket and start catching some stuff because, you know, this is your opportunity. This is, you know, the next 2008. In 2008, I was 12 years ago. So I was like 25 at the time. I wasn't as experienced as an entrepreneur. I wasn't very experienced in the whole space. I was fortunate to have sold my properties at the time. I had gone broke just prior to the bust. So when the bust happened, I was starting to build myself back up. It was still an opportunity. I've been waiting for a shift. Most people have been waiting for a shift. The shift is here.
Yes.
So don't look at it as a negative. Look at it as this is your opportunity. You literally, it's like being on a surfboard. You literally see the wave coming from behind you and you better start paddling. Yeah. If you're not paddling right now, it's going to come over you or you're going to ride the wave. Choose one, right? But doing nothing isn't going
to
help.
Absolutely. Mate, I could literally talk to you all day. I love your energy. I love your positive outlook. So much to be taken from that. And I completely agree with absolutely everything you say. Not to blow smoke up your ass at all. I don't mean that by that.
Well, thanks. I'll take that anyways.
But genuinely, I really appreciate you coming on and having a chat with me. I think we should maybe probably do another one or two of these. Actually, I'd love to maybe make do something regular if you fancy it. That'd be really cool. You've definitely got the same ethos. There's a huge amount to be taken from what you said, not just on the podcasting side, but grabbing that what you said as an opportunity. I did a post recently, and I was disruption and change leaves way to opportunity. It's so true. Whenever there are people that are going to be milking it for all it's worth right now. And I don't mean that in the wrong way. I mean that in a very positive way. And so you're absolutely right. Grab this and find what you can make of it and use that opportunity right now for sure.
You have time. You have time. I saw a post the other day. I think it was on TikTok. There are people like us putting out content on a regular basis,
yeah.
Right? So I have maybe a 30-minute segment or I have maybe a 5-minute clip and something as simple as I would like subtitles on it.
Yeah.
Right? People are being paid like $2 for a minute of creating subtitles. So you have, you do 120 minutes, $240 a day. Yeah. That's a good amount of money in you creating subtitles that you can do at home. There's ways to make money out there that people are willing to pay for. You just got to hunt it down. You have time. Yeah. Use the time to do something creative, do something unique, something you never would have thought of. Just go out there and start looking at different opportunities and make this a good time. Make this a productive time.
Definitely, definitely. What a great note to end on. Listen, I could definitely talk to you for a long time. I really appreciate it. I'm pleased I stood up and did this because I feel much better as well. So that's all good.
Blood flowing.
Yeah, definitely. I feel good. Thank you very much, Business Bros. Hernan Cias from San Diego in sunny California. Is it sunny today over there?
It is. It's going to be a beautiful one.
It is. Although a bit like you, I've been isolated for the last couple of years with my business and things, so not so much of a shock to my system either. But do like to get out in the sun occasionally.
Yeah, absolutely. That sun feels really good when it comes out.
It does. Thanks very much, Hernan. I really, really appreciate it. Where can everybody find you, of course?
Absolutely. You can find us on any of our social media feeds at Business Bros Pod. And if you guys like, I'm giving away a mini ebook. You guys can go to businessbros.biz/podcast1 and it's on podcast development. So things like what's an RSS feed? How do I create my cover art? What do I, what platform should I use? What's hosting? You know, all these different things that you need to know. So if you guys want to go ahead and grab that ebook, it's free.
Very cool. Very cool. And I urge you to look at that because this guy is absolutely smashing it and has got a wealth of experience in that area as well. Thanks again, mate. Really appreciate it. So there will be links around this, of course. I hope you enjoyed that. I think that was incredible. I've learned a lot from that and I hope you guys have as well. If you want to find out more about what we do here, go to www.essexbusinessradio.com. You'll find all the links there and obviously you can download our free app where you can listen to all of these podcasts, new and old. I shall catch up with you again very soon. Business Bros, signing off for now. Ciao for now. Brown Cow.
Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.